This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abam, Shalom Aleichem. Hope everybody is doing well. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis. And let's recap what we learned yesterday, just so we know what to do l'maisa. The Mechaber said in Siftes that before you make a bracha on the tzitzis, you should look at the strings to make sure they're kosher, so you don't make a bracha l'vatala. The Mishnah Berurah said not just the strings, but the area of the hole as well. Now, that's very important. The Mechaber says the strings, he doesn't say the hole. The Mishnah Berurah added the hole. That means checking the area of the hole is not as vital, although you need to do it, but it's not on the same level as the string, as it's not mentioned explicitly in the Mechaber. We'll see where that makes a nafgamina. Now, the Mishnah Berurah immediately jumps on the fact that the Mechaber said you need to check tzitzis for the bracha. What about you have to check tzitzis because you need to be mekayim in the midst of tzitzis? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, the ikar reason to check is for the bracha because of the chaymer of bracha levatala. But he brings from many achroinim that one needs to check to be mekayim the mitzvah as well. Now, we mentioned there's a very big nafgamina between the various reasons for checking. If it's only for the bracha, we don't make a bracha on the talis katan. You wouldn't have to check a talis katan. But if it's to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, well, you're wearing the talis katan to be mekayim the mitzvah. Also, you don't want to be mevatel wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. And therefore, the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is you not only have to check for the choymer bracha levatala, you also have to check for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, it would apply to a talis katan as well. But here is where it makes a little bit of a difference. As we mentioned, the Mechaber said you check the strings. The Mishnah Berurah was the one who added that you check the hole. Therefore, the Bir Halacha comes out that you could be lenient regarding talis katan and just check the strings and not check the hole. Checking the hole itself is a chumrah. Checking the talis katan is a chumrah. We're not going to sort of heap one chumrah on the other. We're not going to require you to check both the talis katan and the hole, although that would be optimal and ideal. Okay, so that was just a quick review of yesterday. Let's see Sif Yud. Im loivesh talis katan be'oid she'in yadav nekiyos. If you're putting on your talis katan, your hands are not clean. Yobashenu b'loi bracha. Put it down without a blessing. Don't make a bracha. Uchshayito yada, when you wash your hands, yimashmesh v'tzitzis yivarchalav. So then you sort of move around your tzitzis and you make a bracha on it. Or what we do is, we put on the talis katan when our hands are not clean. Oy kishayilbash talis acher, when you make a bracha on the other talis, yivarchalav, v'chavein lifter gamazeh, v'ein sarach l'mashmesh v'tzitzis shorishan. And you don't have to feel around the tzitzis of the first one. In other words, if you're going to make the bracha later on the talis katan, you want to reposition it so that it's in some way overlasiyasan. But if you're making the bracha on the talis gadol and you're patering the talis katan, you do not have to reposition the talis katan. Now, I'm going to share with you a halacha that that's why it's so important always to learn halacha. I knew this halacha, but I think I needed to be reminded of it. Namely, okay, we don't make a bracha on the talis katan. We make a bracha on the talis gadol. But when you make the bracha on the talis katan, on the talis gadol, you need to have in mind it's covering you your obligation to make a bracha on the talis katan. I think that could easily be forgotten. I think I need to be mechazik in that. In other words, when you make the bracha on the talis gadol, you need, it's not enough. You're being mechavein to mekayim in the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. You're being mechavein leman tizkru v'as yisem es kol mitzvaysai. You also have to have explicitly in mind that it's covering the talis katan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif katan chav gimel, yimashmesh b'tzitzis. By the way, another ramification of this that Dershow brings, that if somebody is, let's say, getting up very early and they're putting on talis and tefillin, let's say, before the zman, and they can't make the bracha, so when the time for the bracha comes, you also use this technique of being yimashmesh betzitzis uvetfillin. Then it's considered a little bit as if you're putting it on then. Even though we hold by all mitzvahs, you have to make the bracha mamish before you perform it. Hachashani, here it's different because what Mishum Nakati Gabriel Chazi, the person was not fit. Now, is being yemashmesh ma'akev the bracha, or do we say it's just a nice thing to do? So the Dirshu quotes Rav Moshe and Ar Chaim Chelek Dal Siman Zayin that you could say you're not obligated to be yemashmesh. So only that there should be a heker to be mekayim the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Why? Because you make the bracha now on the Maisa Levisha that you did before. And besides that, Ramesha says, every moment you're wearing a garment, it's like a new Maisa, it's like a new act. So if it's like a new act, so the bracha is going on what we said to... The bracha is going on the future Maisa of wearing. What about somebody puts on his talis in a Beis HaMerchatz? So Rabbi Ben-Zion Abba Shaul says, you put it on, and when you come out, you're yamashmesh like this Eitzah. Sif katan chavdalad, vichavein liftar, vimechavein tepater, vahachi nohug bizmanenu, levarich al talis gado, ulchavein liftar bizal talis katan. Wow. So, our minog is to make a bracha on the talis gadol and to pater the talis katan. V'hachi adiv tfei, this is much better. Mimash noya geneza anoshim, than what some people do. Shemevorchin ala talis katan, v'teke mevorch ala talis gadol. Shagar min bracha shenotzricha. Because what's definitely wrong is to make a bracha on talis katan and immediately a bracha on the talis gadol, because since they're basically the same bracha, it's a bracha shenotzricha. V'oid afilu im yafsik zman ruba bein ala talis katan la gadol, even if there would be a significant interruption between the talis katan and talis gadol, kam apam ein roi levorch alav. Many times, meaning don't say, oh, okay, so I'll be mafsik, or I'll interrupt. Because many times your talis katan is not kosher. It's not pasuach rubai, or it's more than the shir. Or let's say somebody slept in it in night. And for that reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the minog is, during slichais, when there's a very long time between the talis katan and the wearing of the talis gadol, you still don't make a bracha. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah is saying explicitly, our minog is, we make a bracha on the talis gadol, and we're mechavin lifter the talis katan. So Rabbi Yeager gave a mnemonic, that means that when you put on your talis gadol, you need to think three things. Number one, to be mechavin, to be mekayim the mitzvah. Number two, to be mechavin, that you're wearing tzitzis in order to remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. And number three, you need to think you're making the bracha to pater the talis katan. So the remez Rabbi Yeager gave was v'hachud hameshulash lebimhera yinatek. So you're having three things when you put on three kavanos. The Dirshu brings down an interesting possibility from the Eish Avram of Buchach that if you're afraid you might forget to be mechavin for the talis katan, you can be megala daitoi one time in your life that hinani mechavein kol yomai shekozman sheavarech al hatalis gadol eftar hatalis katan. And that works. And the Marsham says a similar idea that you could make such a tenai by Ner Chanukah that if, let's say, you put out the Neiros after it burnt a half hour, you don't have to make a tenai every time, or whatever's extra I'm allowed to use. You could make one tenai and it works mistama. By the way, the Ben Ish Chai says, for those who say L'Shem Yichud, it's good to add to the L'Shem Yichud, V'Hareini Mechavein Liftar B'Rachazu Gam HaTalis Katan Sha'alai. So here's what we're going to do. Right now, in our Seder right now, we'll make a tenai that whenever we make the bracha on the talis gadol, it should pater the talis katan. And anyone who's listening through Shomea Ka'ina, you could also be yoytze that. But it seems like it's better to have this in mind specifically every day. Fine. Sif Yud Aleph. Ikur mitzvahs talis katan lulav shay al begodov kidei shetamid yirei over yizkar mitzvahs. The ikur mitzvahs talis katan, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is to wear it on top of your shirt so that you always see it and remember the mitzvahs. So here's the question. We don't really do this. I mean, not everybody's on the screen. Maybe the people are not on the screen. They're hiding, they're wearing it on top. Could be. Stephen is back. Shlomi's back because he's not wearing the Talis Katan over. So nobody right now on the screen is wearing it over. So why is that? The reason is, it's very interesting. Because even though the Shulchan Aruch, from the tour, from the Ritva, says to wear it on top of the clothing. Uvaksavim isa de talis katan tachas begadav. Alpi the arizal, you wear it under the shirt. And the Dirshu quotes the Bir Alacha later on, Simen Yud, that our minhag is to wear it under the shirt. Even though the Chazon Ish was noig to wear it on top of his shirt. Lamaisa, the minhag is, there are people, Erev Shabbos, you change Talis Katan and make a new bracha. If you wear a new Talis Katan, let me confirm before I answer that. But if somebody has, let's say, a special Shabbos Talis Katan, do you make a bracha? Let me confirm before I answer that. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'kasa v'magen Avram. Da'al kalponim tzarch she'at tzitzis mi'bachutz. Even if you're going to wear the talis katan under the shirt, the tzitzis should be out of the shirt. V'loy kinach she'tachem v'noiz ma'ak knafes. Not like those who hide it in the corners. Acho anoshim she'holchem bein ho'akum. Those who walk among the goyim. Yoitzim is there, they're still Yoitzim. Come on, Mishas Abrach, Yumagum, Kedei Hilch Dan Amos. When you make the bracha, at least the tzitzis should be apparent, the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. Now, what about regarding wearing, do you need to wear an undershirt under the Talis Katan? So the Dirshu brings from Shas Yitzchak, Siach Yitzchak, don't put it on your bare body, and Bechlal, then your tzitzis is absorbing all your sweat. The Arizal says to wear it under the begadim. It means under the shirt, but not under the undershirt. Also, Rav Chaim Kanievsky gives a halachic reason why you should not wear the tzitzis on the flesh, so that the talis katan should not be like a beged, which is made lekabal zeya, which is pater from tzitzis. Now, that would come out that these tzitzis for kids that are like undershirt tzitzis, Reb Chaim would have a problem with, because it's made to absorb sweat as well. So it seems like it's definitely best not to have the tzitzis on your bare skin. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean, like those people who stick the tzitzis in the corners? It doesn't mean like those who have it in their pants. Because as we're going to see in a bit, that the Mishnah Berurah speaks in the next Sif Katan, that the Mishnah Berurah says is not proper. But it means that they hide the tzitzis in like a corner of the garment of the tzitzis itself. Okay, so now let's see the next Mishnah Berurah a little bit. Yirehu. You want to be able to see it. Kamadach Sif, Uri Isa Moisai, Uzechartem. Ve'oisan ho'anoshim ha'masimin ha'tzitzis v'ham nechassayim sham. Those people who put the tzitzis in their pants. Lo'idai sh'ma'alimin einem imadach sivu re'isam ois uzechartem. Not only are they hiding their eyes from that which it says, that you need to see it. I mean, the pasuk says explicitly in this week's parsha, you need to see it. They're disgracing the mitzvahs. They will have to give an accounting for this. They say they go among goyim. For that, it would be enough to put the tzitzis in the corner of the garment. We'll read this more later. I do believe that when the Mishnah Berurah says that it's considered a disgrace, he means it's because michnasayim, like we had earlier, means that it's in the underwear. And that's a particular bizayon. But what if somebody's wearing undergarments and the tzitzis are in the pants? It's not definitive that the Mishnah Berurah would call that a disgrace. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah would say it is a violation of a re'isa ma'isai, because the pasuk says you need to see it. We will continue with this Bez Hashem tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.